Hello and thank you once again for joining me in the Inner Sanctum, and specifically for the Poem of the Week podcast. And I thought that this week, actually, again, looking at the calendar, we have this coming week both the Feast of St. Dominic and the Feast of St. Clare of Assisi, a personal favourite of mine. She, of course, was the great disciple and friend of St. Francis of Assisi. So we have the feast day this week of the founder of the Dominicans and the foundress of the Poor Clares, the Franciscan sisters. So I thought what I would do is actually pay tribute to both orders, both religious orders, through the mouth of key saints of the other order. And I don't know if I'm confusing you, but basically in Dante's Paradiso, Dante's Paradise, we have St. Thomas Aquinas pays tribute. St. Thomas Aquinas, of course, was a Dominican, paying tribute to St. Francis, the founder of the Franciscans, and that's in Canto 11. And the following canto, Canto 12, we have St. Bonaventure paying tribute to St. Dominic. So the great Franciscan, St. Bonaventure, and biographer of St. Francis of Assisi, paying tribute to the founder of the Dominicans. And what Dante's doing here, basically, is pouring somewhat gentle poetic scorn on the those Dominicans and Franciscans who were really, in one sense, first of all, had betrayed the vision of the founders of each order in going astray in various ways, but also there was a bit of a civil war going on in Dante's time between the Dominicans and the Franciscans. They had two different approaches to spirituality. And what Dante's really doing here is saying in heaven, all such differences will be reconciled. St. Dominic and St. Francis both being saints, and therefore the true Dominican and Franciscan spirits are holy and above this all too human bickering. So on that note, I'm going to continue now by reading Dorothy Olsaes' translation of Paradise. And we're going to go to Canto 11 and hear St. Thomas Aquinas paying tribute to the founder of the Franciscans. Of one I'll speak, for he that lords the worth, of which he will, lords both in one account, since to one end their labours were brought forth. Between Trupino and the stream whose fount runs from the hill Ubold, the blessed selected, a fertile slope hangs from a lofty mount, whence heat and cold Perugio feels reflected. Through Porta Sole, Gualdo and Nocera weep, behind it to their heavy yoke subjected, and bursting from this slope, where most the steep is broken, earth saw such a sun's ascent as this one makes sometimes from Ganges deep. Let him who names the place not rest content, then with Assisi, that's too weak a word, who'd speak aright should say the Orient. He'd not long risen when the earth was stirred by touches of invigorating power. From his great strength as boldly he incurred, yet young his father's stern displeasure for a lady's sake, to whom, as unto death, no man is eager to unbar the door. And unto her he pledged his wedded faith, in spiritual court and quorum patre too, and loved her more each day that he drew breath. She of her first spouse widowed had lived through obscure and scorned 12 centuries or near, with never a lover he came to woo. Nought it availeth her that the world should hear how he whose voice made all men timorous had found her with Amyclas free from fear. Nought it availed that she so constant was and so courageous that when Mary stayed below, she leapt with Christ upon the cross. But lest too covertly I should proceed, know that in all this tale the lover's parts by Francis and by poverty are played. Their sweet accord, their gay and amorous arts, with tender looks and marvellings and love, roused up such godly motions in men's hearts, that venerable Bernard first threw off his shoes and ran, and quick as he went, too slow, running to so great pace, him seemed to move. O wealth undreamed, O goods that teem and grow, Sylvester, Giles, they flung off their shoes, they fly to follow the groom, the bride delights them so. Father and master, hence behold him high, his lady and his household now beside him, known by the humble cord they're girded by. And no false shame abashed or mortified him, though he was Peter Bernardone's son, and though with wondrous scorn the mockers eyed him, but his fixed purpose kinglike he made known to innocent, who blessed it and enrolled his order, setting the first seal thereon. As that poor following grew, still keeping hold on him whose wondrous life would rather merit in heaven's glory to be sung than told, so came their archimandrite to inherit a second crown to crown his labours from, honorius legate to the Holy Spirit. And then, urged on by thirst for martyrdom, he had preached Christ and his blessed company in the Soldan's proud presence, and had come, because he found that folk unripe to be converted, and would not stand idle there, homeward to reap his sheaths in Italy. Then he received from Christ, upon the bare ridge between Tiber and Arno, the last seal which 2 years long his body lived to wear. When he that had ordained him for such weal, pleased to exalt into his guerdon due, this man made poor and humble by his zeal. He, as unto his lawful heirs, unto his brethren did commend his lady dear, bidding them love her and be always true, and from her bosom with right willing cheer his glorious soul returned to his own realm, and for his course would have no other beer. Think then how great was he who at the helm stood at his colleague, holding Peter's bark to the right course of the deep waters' whelm. And such a steersman was our patriarch. Hence thou wilt see that whoso follows him sails with rich cargo laden to the mark. So here we have St. Thomas Aquinas, the Dominican's tribute to the founder of the Franciscans from Dante's Paradise. A couple of quick things I just want to point out there. I love, of course, the lady here is the Lady Poverty. But I also love nor did it avail that she so constant was and so courageous that when Mary stayed below, she leapt with Christ upon the cross. In other words, it was Lady Poverty that was on the cross with Christ. Absolutely beautiful. Okay, let's now move on to the next canto in Paradise to hear the great Franciscan and biographer of St. Francis paying tribute to the founder of the Dominicans, St. Dominic. From one new heart of fire was heard to rise a voice that, like the needle to the pole, turned me to whence it came, and on this wise it spoke. The love that makes me beautiful bids me proclaim that captain who praised mine with such fair words, and him in turn extol. One with the other we must still combine, and as they wage their warfare side by side, let side by side their mingled glory shine. Following its banner with uncertain stride, Christ's army, once rearmed at such dear cost, was straggling on, thin-ranked and terrified, so that the eternal emperor was disposed, not by their merit, but by his sole grace, to reinforce his gravely threatened host. And for his bride's relief was pleased to raise 2 champions fit, as has shown to us, by word and deed to rally those poor strays. Within that prophet where sweet Zephyrus swells till the springtime foliage is unfurled, wherewith all Europe is made beauteous, nor distant from the coastline where the hurled wave beats in which his longest course pursued, the sun at times hides him from all the world. Long time hath happy Calahorra stood, protected by the mighty shield, which shows the lion by turn subduing and subdued. And in that town was born the amorous, sweet leman of the faith, the restless saint, kind to his friends and ruthless to his foes. A soul created so preeminent in living might that a prophetic power from her womb's burden through his mother went. And when the sacred font in nuptial hour had wed the faith to him and him to her, with their salvation for their mutual dower, the lady who stood sponsor for him there dreamed of the wondrous fruit that afterward he and his heirs should foster by their care. And there that name and nature might accord, seeing whose he was, the spirit going forth, named him by the possessive of the Lord. Dominic was his name, whose work and worth I publish as the husbandman whom Christ called to his garden to help till the earth. Wonderful, man. My favourite little part of that is when St. Bonaventure refers to St. Dominic, the indomitable, as the wrestler saint, the one who wrestled with the heretics and defended dogma and doctrine. Well, thank you so much for joining me as we pay tribute to two great saints on the calendar this year, the great founder of the Dominicans, St. Dominic, and also the foundress of the Poor Clares, friend of St. Francis, the Franciscan St. Clair of Assisi. So thanks for joining me once again in the poem of the week, where we've been reading the divine Dante from his Paradiso this week. Thanks so much for joining me. Until next week, goodbye and God bless.